Okay. Okay, let me tell you the schedule, Ms. Hashem. So today we'll do, hopefully finish up this packet and have Kumish. Sunday we have a regular Sunday shiur. And then this coming week, hopefully we can do packet Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. And that'll end off. And then the following week, to do Chazara. So we'll have our Masiba Thursday. We have our Masiba a week from Thursday at about 11 o'clock, 11 to 12 here in the Beis Medrash. We have a Masiba, where everyone should come. What? A week from today, right? A week from today. Right, next week is Hanukkah. Yeah, one second. And Tuesday, I'm giving shiur in North Shore, so we'll have earlier shiur. Instead of having shiur like we have 11:30, 12, we'll do it earlier. What? So we'll figure out what time to do it on Tuesday, and next week hopefully we should hopefully finish the package you give me a dollar. That's the other din of Mamid, the Rabbanon of Mamid. The dormitories, if you live in the dorm, you should light where they set up for you in the dormitory. Very simple. So if you live in Mus, they set up here. What? In the lounge? They set up there too?
That's the
popular one. Okay. I don't know if it's better, but I think this might be even better. But okay, because this is the chatze. Some people, do they use the lounge?
Everybody
lights
in the lounge.
What?
But
the lounge is not only on the second floor. What floor do you?
No, but that's the
big number. Even on the fourth floor. Right? Yeah. Okay. So that's a place you could light. If you want to light here, you could light here. Also. Well, I guess if you use the lounge, then you can certainly light in the lounge. If you don't use it, you certainly use the area here to walk by, so you can whichever works for you is good. That's if you live here. If you live in Reuben, then they set up other places. If you live in Morgenstern, you shouldn't light in your room because that's you know, fire hazard.
If you can get one of the big bulbs.
So the minhag is, you know, in hospitals they give out, you know, for people who, you know, in hospital they're not going to have people lighting menorahs, but they give out, like in Maimonides, they give out, I think, a battery menorahs. So then you could light in the battery menorah.
With bracha?
It was what to rely on even with a bracha. I think Rabbi Joshua Hoffman told me from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik that he thought that Mikra did, you could even light with a bracha and a battery menorah.
Even if you're
Sfardim?
It
was Sfardim. Oh, you mean with Sfardim or more Machpir? Maybe even, you know, okay. If you have a real Shiloh, you'll come to me. If you're Sfardi and you, this is really a Shiloh. Okay. Chanukah is the people make Chanukah more complicated than it is. Not so complicated. The key is that you should be safe. That's
complicated.
Yeah. There are different shittos about women lighting menorah. So Okay, good. Okay, so we learned in the Chumash Chasam Sofer yesterday that he was choishish for the shita of that if you have wooden planks and they're connected together by a metal thing, that could be a mamid, and therefore, see, people don't realize that if the mat is held together by something that's mekabel tumah, so then the whole mat might be mekabel tumah. Because it's worse than the din. Normally we assume the din that if you something is a mamid, so you have the prefab canvas sukkahs, that they have the metal beam, so it's resting on that. So that pashtus is yotze, even if it's metal. Because there, the schach is the schach, and it's just resting on it. But here, when something is mamid, not mamid on, but mamid the schach, that connects the thing itself, so that's the din of the din the rice of mamid. It's a different din. You shouldn't confuse the two. Most people never heard of the din d'oraisa. They heard the din d'rabbanan is more popular. They heard about this din of not putting, because most chachs don't have this issue of that there's something metal that's holding the bamboos one to the other, or the mat one to another. But that's the din of the mayor kol holei chachar maimin, and it leads to it's a suffix. I mean, the shach paskins is a suffix. Suffolk, right? You know, by Shochas Tefilas Kalem, he passes. That it's that's a Suffolk. So
you mentioned yesterday if the metal is like intrinsic to the use, and without it, it wouldn't be able.
Yeah,
to
so that's the
that
thing. That Rameh Arik thought that if it's just the Tzinner quotes it and say if it's just Kanim, and really you could put the Kanim. It just makes it easier when they're all connected together. But technically, you could just I don't know. Could you have, if we would just have the little slats of the mat, would you be able to? It would stay. I'm not so sure if it wasn't connected together. What? Right, but the poles of bamboo were big poles of bamboo, so they so they easily stay on the sukkah. But these are smaller mats, so I don't know. Yeah, so I'm not so sure would they stay if you wouldn't have the thing that's connecting it together. If they wouldn't stay, but the thing that's connecting together, then it's a real mamid, and if it's being, and if the thing is makabel tumah, so it's as if you're putting metal on your whole schach.
Yeah,
I mean,
if we don't put metal between those things, even if it's anything that's just makabel tumah, that's like.
Right, it doesn't have to be metal, right. But what are they usually made out of? The
like some cloth or something.
Well, what are the mats they make today. What's keeping... What? What? It's a string? What kind of string is it?
I don't mind. It looks like plastic.
Plastic?
Know.
Yeah?
Plastic. I don't know what it looks like, but I don't
know. I don't know what it is, but it could be something that's makabel tumah. Cotton or
strings. Some are synthetic, but some are like cotton or hemp.
Cotton. Well, what's the other thing?
A hemstring.
Hemstring?
Well, isn't that like a woven thing, like a woven thing?
Well,
I guess cotton
is cotton. You can do like
school
the carca. But it's a camel tuba. Yeah.
What
did you
say about weaving in cotton?
If you have a cloth, a piece of cloth, that keeps the Venetian blinds together. So then he said that then the whole Venetian blind is Mekabel Tumah. Well, cotton is cotton woven, woven. But maybe cotton is more cow. I don't know. They have to look into it. I don't know. They have to look into what the din of cotton is. So then, so we saw that the Chasam Sofer had this tshuva about, that was on page 5. Then he has another tshuva on page 7, where he is having a mikvah in the on page 7, packet Yud base. The Zimkel Fi and his deity, Iteres Hashukim, he say the Zomnam in a Mosin with a Kli Kli Machis. Say you have a Kli, so and you want to be told about the Kli, so you can't be told about a Kli, but you made holes in the Kli. So then you Mavatal the Kli, right? But then you put these metal what? Banders, what do you call them yesterday? Bands. So you have these bands on the of this barrel, and he says, so right now you don't really need the bands, but we're afraid that in the future there's going to be wear and tear on the barrel and it'll start to split open, so now you're using the metal to keep it together. So he says, so the question is that also Shaila that of Chochol Chachar Maimit? Because she came into the chain of table, I guess the Ikkar Shachum is in a Muslim is a Kli Kli Machas. So first he writes, the first line he writes, he's not worried. He says, it seems to be, he says, the first line here on page 7 where the arrow is, he says, L'fi anias daiti ha'ikra shachashukim v'hayisedas einam osim as a kli kli makas. That it doesn't become kli makas. But why? What about what he said in the other truth? That's what he says in the footnote. Zel shalol kifi shehelo maran le'el. The chumra, the holchim achar dvar ha'maymi. Here he doesn't seem to care about Dover Maimit. And in the other tshuva, he did care about Dover Maimit. So, different tshuvas, he seems to have a different attitude to how much do we have to care about Dover Maimit. He says, especially here, that right now the barrel is okay. We're putting the bands there because in the future we're afraid that the barrel is going to disjoint, and that's gonna cause the barrel to break up, and so we want to keep it together. But right now it's okay. But in this tshuva, Domar Maimid is not such a big issue for him. Oh, we'll have to see. One second. And then on page 9, there's another tshuva. Where he talks about if you have pipes, metal pipes, so there's a problem. You have metal pipes, you're not allowed to have something, the Kabbal Tumah, lead into the mikvah. So he says, well, what you can do is, at the end of the metal pipe, put some wooden planks. But don't connect them together, because maybe it's a Kabbal Tumah. And then it'll be a problem of Kol HaMamit. So here he does care about Mamit. So in some tshuvas he seems to care about Mamit, and some tshuvas he seems to be less caring about Mamit. Again, Mamit means if you have something that's Mekabel Tumah, that's holding something together or causing it to be functional, so then the whole kli is defined by the Dover HaMamit. Like we had the kli cheres that had a hole in it, now you put metal in that hole, so now the whole kli is a kli matras. And in the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo, he points out the ambiguity in some of these tshuvas. And then point out that in the Divrei Yoel he has a tshuva, the Satmar Rebbe, on page 18. So what is he talking about here? On the bottom of page 18 on the left side, he says, Higiani mikhtavo b'dvar mikveh v'hinei terim netuva el yahan shekosol yigodol l'chitz z'zinim l'shivo sh'in hini rotzol haftich al kosol yamikveh v'abor sh'yu chazaki b'li sh'yistaku. Whereas the person who's making the mikveh said he doesn't know, but maybe the walls of the mikveh are going to get cracks, and then they're going to start. And you have a crack in the mikveh, then it's a leakage, and then it's a zechila, and it's a problem. So how do we ensure that the mikveh doesn't crack? Elimitem tocha beten. What's beten? What? Beten beis ayin tes aleph nun. Yes. Well, you try looking it up. What, you look it up in a Yiddish dictionary? What? Yeah, so what do you find? You know, did you look up the word cement? How do you say cement? Cement? Well, you have it?
Cement.
What?
Cement is cement.
Okay. Yeah. So it's something like that, something like a cement or something like that. So you put. What they wanted to do is they put some metal in the cement. So this way, if the cement cracks, that'll hold it up. So the question is, but maybe if you're using the whole mikveh is because it is not cracking because of the metal, so then what? So then maybe that's mimi. Oh. And you can't have a... says on page 19. In the Chol Yesh Lodun was a Shnei Yonim. Echad Kevish Abarzel Moneya Shelo Yistak. Yizkul Hamayim. Yesh Vachoshim. Don't have a Havaya Day Tuma. Mososim Akev Hazchila. But don't have a Kabbal Tuma. Vashedi the Kevish Abarzel Mambi Des Habetin. Yesh Lodun Ladas Aposkim Dakol Olakachar Mayim. And Nimsa Yesh Lachol Oso Habetin. Didn't Barzel. Shomamido. Vedino Ketovo Matoch Barzel. You can't, in other words, so will that so what would then he writes here on page 19 on the top left after PK and Kevin Shem Mikra Dayan Kshere Ein Zeh Chavali Yatubu Shomen on cement he used the word cement Shachshav who told the Kashem Lichutel Barzel What's the difference between concrete and cement? What? Cement is water. No, but it's basically the same idea. The cement, the concrete. Yeah. So they're putting metal in the concrete. And then he discusses the.
What does he say about if it's just made to crisis and break?
Yes, so that's what we have to see. Let's see what he says. So he thinks really that should be okay if it's just breaking for potential breaking. And he speaks about the sugya on the sodin. Because the sodin, if you wouldn't put the sodin there, right, it might dry, and then that question is going to dry right away and make become chamsim ruba? So basically, there's stam chafir shebekach shalushim sham shemed nevodim amayim v'loim takev to the kev v'lo siyas k'sol v'ofen zelo hitya v'lo kvar b'yad v'lo hach shebekeh gafen. Yeah.
When we see in other areas of Allah, like if it's something preventative, then you'll have to do it. Like, do we say we're going to do it on Sunday? Is it something like preventative vitamins and things like that? Okay.
It's a little bit of a stretch, but okay. But look now. Look to find on page 22. He says, "Ksas yeshli hurid varim ol jarem chuz tanoim." It's a plug in when you go bust a dam hamaimin. So here, it's not really a davar maimed, because right now it's all doing okay with the cement. So maybe if it's only a suffix of the future, maybe that's not called davar maimed. So you don't know for sure that it's being maimed. So that's the story. So, but when you say that, eventually it will.
Right.
So how?
You're saying at some point we're going to learn. So you're saying once we can start out of it, then you know it's not easy to move with it.
Right. Yeah.
It may never crack.
It may never crack. Right. Yeah. But this is a whole discussion in Pilchus Mikvaos about putting the metal in the concrete, the cement. Okay. And so, and this is all relevant for the schach issue. Let me ask you a question: and how come it's not called? Also, the shamish is a karka. In the mikveh case, why did because it wasn't mechuber to the karka in those cases. Well, yeah, so it wasn't really mechuber to the karka. But in the case of the, why did the Sama Rebbe say it's not a problem? Because he's talking about the concrete. The concrete is going in the ground, right? The building. So why was this? So why did the Sama Rebbe just say it's mutter because it's over the shamish? The wall, yeah. In other words, why isn't that? So maybe you have to say that's not called, I don't know, something to think about. Well, in this whole tshuva, he doesn't mention that in the kuda. Wouldn't that have solved the issue? Right, but if it was made with all the shamish as a karka, so maybe it should have the same din as Sama Kabbal Tumla. I don't know. Think about it. Think about that question. Okay, we'll take 2 minute break.